Jefferson Graham is the technology columnist for the USA Today. Today, we just found him. Hey, Jefferson, it's John Williams. How are you?
I'm here. Hi.
Good. I appreciate you joining us today. I had a question for you. I've been reading your stuff, and you had a piece the other day, What Music Should I Play? In the Battle of Google, Alexa, and Siri, Here's Who Answers the Best. I only recently got a smart speaker, so I'm kind of new to the game. Should I be asking my speaker to play a specific kind of music, or should I ask it to play the music that it has decided I already like?
Well, the first question is, what speaker did you buy?
Alexa.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to say that out loud too many times. It'll drive your listeners crazy.
I know.
Amazon is further ahead in music than the other two. And you can ask, play me this song, play me this artist, play me this album, play me this playlist, play the radio, all those things, and they work really well. But there's some other questions that you can ask as well, like, play me music I like. And based on your listening history, they will actually play you songs that you like.
I've never
basically
tried that,
it's just, you know, it's a collection of songs by people that you've played before. But that's fine. What doesn't work is play me something I haven't listened to in a while. That's a question that should work, but I didn't like John Denver in the 70s, and I still don't like him today. I don't want to ever hear John Denver. So when I say play me something I haven't listened to in a while, that assumes that I once actually played him, and I didn't.
Yeah.
But you can, with Alexa, ask the question, what music should I listen to? And then Alexa will say, well, we understand, Jeff, that you like jazz and classical, so we have chosen for you. Would you like to listen to Django Reinhardt, James Taylor, or Adele? And you say, well, I'll take Django, please. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. I tried the other day, I just said play jazz. And that was, you know, obviously, I guess, way too broad a target, right? Play jazz.
It'll work after you've played a bunch of jazz, because then they'll figure out what kind of jazz you liked.
I did not like what I was getting. I was getting, you know, honky-tonk.
If you say play jazz, you could be getting anywhere from Dixieland to hardcore fusion, and they have to understand what kind of jazz you liked.
Would this work as a command? Say I like standards. I like Frank Sinatra. Play, so I'm imagining in my head a sort of Spotify-type Sinatra station. Can I just say play music that's kind of channels the whole Sinatra vibe? And what would I say?
Well, I mean, you could try play the Great American Songbook. I haven't tried that, but that's what I would say.
I mean, but it is. Have you noticed? I mean, is that part of the challenge of using smart speakers is knowing exactly what to say in order to get where you want to be?
Yeah. But again, if you like Sinatra, which I do, and I listened to Sinatra on the smart speaker last night, if you play some Sinatra songs and you play some Tony Bennett and some Diana Krall, etc., and then come back at them saying, play music I like, they'll play you that.
I got that. But if I said out of the blue, play Sinatra, would I only get Sinatra music, or would it sort of know that I don't want to hear an endless stream of Sinatra?
No, they would shuffle. They would give you Sinatra and Tony Bennett and Michael Bublé. Yeah.
So about these sources, the A word, the S word, and the A, is it Amazon or is Google? What are the three that we're talking about?
Google. A-G. A-G.
A-G and S. Is one of them better at this than the other?
Yeah, Amazon is better on music than the other two. Siri, believe it or not, would be number two. And Google is kind of dumb when it comes to specific music queries that aren't just play me this song, play me this album. I did the one where I would throw out some lyrics to a song, play the song that goes, tell me something, girl. Now, that's how the song From a Star is Born, Shallow, begins. That's the opening line. Well, Siri and Alexa got it right immediately, and Google, I tried three times, it couldn't. It finally got it right on the fourth try.
That's funny, because Google is obviously the search engine the planet uses. You would think have the algorithm down better than anybody.
You would think. When I said, play a song I listened to last Friday, it played Friday Night TGIF.
Maybe that's its problem. It's too smart, you know. It knows everything, and now it doesn't know which, but the other ones know.
You could do a bunch of play me sad music, play me upbeat music, play me mellow music, play me happy music. Now, when you say play me happy music to Google, they play the song happy.
Yeah, right.
Where the other guys give you a mix that's, you know, upbeat, happy songs.
Yeah, no kidding. We're visiting with Jefferson Graham. He's the technology columnist for the USA Today today. His piece the other day was, "What music should I play in a battle of those three providers? Here's who answers best." It's a very helpful piece. And then there I saw a link to another article you wrote, and it was, okay, if we asked 100 questions generally, which of these services are best? And I think my question is sort of the same as well. When I want information, is there an art to how I craft it? Let's pick it up here in just a minute on WGN. We're visiting with Jefferson Graham. He writes about technology for the USA Today. His piece the other day about how best to talk to your smart speaker when trying to get the music you want was very helpful. Just give us maybe, Jefferson, any clues or tips you have about how best to talk to it when I'm looking for information.
Check out their web pages. Amazon has a web page with suggested commands. Go take a look at them, and once you figure out what some of the ones that work for you, you'll remember them and you'll use them often. So I would recommend that.
Do you have of the three that you were writing about, do you think one of them is better at understanding what people are asking for?
Google is generally smarter in most things except for music, and Amazon is investing more money in making, you know, that word that you don't want me to say, very smarter, and that's where the money is going. But Siri, which is maligned and is actually more used than the other two services, if you just manage your expectations and know that Siri can set an appointment, tell you what time it is, tell you what the weather is, give you directions, very simple things, Siri is actually pretty good. There's a lot of things it doesn't do well, but if you just manage your expectations and realize what it does do well, you'll like it better.
One last question. Are you amazed at the technology? I mean, we take it so for granted now, grumbling that it doesn't know what I'm saying. It's a little box you plugged into the wall, and it's telling you the temperature down the road or playing music. Isn't it amazing that we can just yell at that thing and it does this stuff?
And that it can hear us. You're sitting in the kitchen talking to your wife, and the word comes out of your mouth, and the next thing you know, it hears you. I'm always surprised about that.
I wonder if they shouldn't have a two-word start, right? Because that is a flaw in it. It's too easy to accidentally get that thing rolling.
Yeah, well, with Google, it is two words.
I did not know that. Well, let's not say them on
the radio. You have to say the word, hey. Or
no,
okay.
Kidding. I did not know that. That's not the system I have. This is all helpful, Jefferson. I've taken more of your time than I asked for. I'll call you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Jefferson Graham writes about technology for the USA Today.